Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses by putting a Christmas tree, illuminated paper star, holly wreaths, and exchange gifts. Churches of all denominations are organizing special Christmas services and events. Nagaland, too, is celebrating Christmas with deep religious reverence and festive spirit. We have a report.
Christmas in Nagaland is being marked by deep religious devotion as citizens commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ. On Christmas Eve, many churches held evening and midnight masses and prayer session, ushering in the spirit of the joyous day. As the clock struck midnight, people welcomed Christmas with the bursting of fireworks and the singing of carols, wishing one another Merry Christmas and offering prayers for blessings, peace and harmony. This morning, congregations of different denominations are gathering in churches for community, worship and prayer across the state, dressed in their finest attire and singing hymns of praise. Delectable feasts are being prepared to regale the Naga spirit and partake in traditional community feast. Exchange of greetings and gifts and visits to friends and dear ones are marking the celebration, while some are expressing their goodwill by visiting the less privileged. Karhur, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Governor of Nagaland Ajay Kumar Bhalla and Chief Minister Nephew Rio have extended Christmas greetings to the people of the state. Akashvani News Kohima also wishes all our listeners a joyous Merry Christmas. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the people on the occasion of Christmas. In a message, the president said, "Christmas is the festival of joy and enthusiasm which conveys the message of love and compassion." She said, "It reminds everyone of the sacrifice made by Lord Jesus Christ for the welfare of humanity." President Murmu added that the occasion inspires people to further strengthen the values of peace, harmony, equality and service in the society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Lucknow today on the occasion of 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. At around 2:30 p.m., the Prime Minister will inaugurate Rashtra Prerana Sthal and also address a public gathering on the occasion. More from our correspondent.
Rashtra Prerana Sthal has been developed as a landmark national memorial and inspirational complex of enduring national significance. Constructed at an approximate cost of 230 crore rupees and spread across an expansive area of 65 acres, the complex is envisioned as a permanent national asset dedicated to fostering leadership values, national service, cultural consciousness, and public inspiration. The complex features 65 feet high bronze statues of Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, Pandit Deendayal Upadhyay and former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, symbolizing their seminal contributions to India's political thought, nation building and public life. It also houses a state-of-the-art museum designed in the form of lotus-shaped structure spread over approximately 98,000 square feet. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
Two-time Olympic medalist and Indian men's hockey team vice-captain Hardik Singh has been nominated for the prestigious Major Dhyanchand Khel Ratna. The nominations for the National Sports Awards 2025 were finalized by the selection panel comprising of Indian Olympic Association Vice President Gagang Narang, former hockey player M.M. Somaya and former badminton player Aparna Popat. The selection panel also recommended 24 athletes from the Arjuna Award, including Yogasana athlete R.T. Pal, rifle shooter Mehuli Ghosh, gymnast Pranati Nayak, and India's top-ranked women's badminton pair of Trisha Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand are also among the recommendations. The Khel Ratna is India's highest sporting honor given annually by Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports. Nominated sportspersons receive their awards from the president. And the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship has invited industry leaders to participate in the PM SETU scheme, marking a shift towards an industry-led model of vocational training. This initiative represents a significant change in how vocational training works, moving from government-led policy to a model where the industry takes the lead in managing and executing training. The Ministry has released an Expression of Interest, EOI, to find anchor industry partners for the upgradation of national national skill training institutes. States and union territories have also started releasing EOIs to identify partners who will help transform select industrial training institutes. So far, Karnataka, Gujarat, Assam and Chandigarh have released the EOI. The PM SETU scheme was approved by the Union Cabinet in May this year with an outlay of 60,000 crore rupees. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.